We'll go into Simon Nun Sif Beis, through Sif
Okay,
Beis.
so Simon Memphis finishing up the lovers of Yayin. So Simon Memphis is Yayin. So from the word of Yayin, the such a suda. When you make a bracha on wine during a suda, the yeshon gamma noshim acherim, and there are other men there. Yoimer savri rabbeisai, meaning it's not just the kiddush; it's any time. Meaning, if it's one person being mighty, everybody on Bar Pergamos, you say savri rabbeisai. Ritzonil, what does that mean to say? Benu dait from the shmaya. Give your das to hear kiteshi gives the bracha. Everybody should stop eating so that they should hear the bracha. Then for a priya you have to make in middle of the you have to make in middle of the suda. Stifches, if you drink from one type of wine, whether it's the middle of the meal, whether it's not, yayin, and they brought other wine, you don't make for a priya. Meaning normally when you bring something new, you have to make a new bracha because you didn't have it in your mind. But here, when they bring new wine, you don't say Baruch HaGafen. Even for the Nimra, since you didn't change your mind, the Lo Yosef Tatz in the Yayin. Since you didn't change your mind, then you weren't Masil Tatz in the Yayin. But the bracha you do make is HaToyva Meitiv, which means that Hashem is good and Hashem is good for others. Shlishi, if they bring a third wine, Mavaruch, meaning as long as they keep bringing new wines, then you keep making a Toyomet. And how do you know this? There's a story, Rebbe, in the Gemara and Brachos. But let's say you totally change your mind. That you have to make a second Baruch Priyagofen. Let's say you said, okay, we're done with wine. So now you have to make a new bracha. So then you make first the Toiv HaMeitiv and then Baruch Priya Gofen. Stif Yod. Ad Mavarachina and HaToiv HaMeitiv Dafke B'Stam. That's only with Stam. She'eni Yedeish She'eni Geruah Min HaRishon. You have no idea whether the second one is better than the first one. Or worse than the first one. Af Al Pi She'eni Yedeish Min HaRishon. But you don't know if it's better. Meaning you only make a Toiv HaMeitiv when the new wine is better than the old wine. Let's say you don't know. So then you still make Avalok Yedua Shu Geruah. Is worse than the old one that you drank already. Aim of Aruch, and then you don't make a bracha. Ach, the Shubari Lagut Yosim and Arishim. But if the second one is healthier than the first one, Af Al Pi Shu Geruah B'Tam, even though it's worse with the Tam, the Aruch and Alav Hatoyv HaMeitiv, you still make a Tam HaMeitiv because it's healthier, right? Okay. Siv Yud Aleph. Afilo Ayu Lahem Mitchila Shnei Yainas. Even if you had two wines in the beginning, Ela Shlo Ayu Lefanu Yachad Kishaver Afayu Priya Gafir. And you didn't have the wines there together when you fed by a prayer. You make a bracha on the second one. You still make hatoyva on the second one. But if they were both on the table, and you make a bracha on the shubach, lift the ganas of the rule. And then you have in time, you have in mind that when you need a good one to be pottering, be drinking the good one, to be pottering the worst one. So it's complicated because this is also not everybody agrees to this, that the Kitzkofanal is saying. So basically, what he's saying is that if both wines are in front of you, you cannot make a Toiv HaMeitiv. Right? So you don't make a Toiv HaMeitiv on that. But if it wasn't in front of you, then you can. So some say that if you knew about it, even if it's not in front of you, then you cannot make a Toiv HaMeitiv. So tread lightly, make sure you know what you're doing when you make these brachos. If you bathe, any more from the Toiv HaMeitiv, you still have to have a little of the first wine. You have the rice and lishtos, it's a shame. The reason why you want to drink the new wine is because you want to change. But if once the first wine is done with, then they bring out a second wine that's better than any more from the, you don't make a brach. So if you gimel, ain't bevarchin atoyva meitav el kashiyesh acher imoy chushoyse gamkein mishnei ayenis. You also don't make atoyva meitav unless you're eating with somebody else, like a drinking partner. Vachimashma atoyv loy bameitav lachaver. It means good for him and good for others too. Hu adinim ishto yubonav imoy. Same thing with if his wife and his children, that counts too. Avlam yuchidi ain't bevarchin lover. If you're eating, drinking alone, then you should not make a bracha. So if you dalet ha'ayreach, shemesav etzel balabayis. You have a guest. Who's eating by a balabais? Ima balabais noisin es a kankan ala shulchan chiyish to misha yirtze kamoishes mesulis gedolos. If the balabas puts the bottle on the table, then everybody should drink from it the way they do Vayisudas Gedolah. It's like Vayichasim. They just put wine on the table for everybody to drink. And Ken Hayayin, who can like a shutvis, then that's if the wine is really owned by everybody. And Mavarchan HaTorah Meid. Then you make HaTorah Meid. Aval Ima Baal HaBayis Nois and L'chol Efetz Baisoi. But if the Baal HaBayis gives everybody their own private kais, Ein Mavarchan HaTorah Meid. Even She'ein Lehem Shutvis B'Yayin. Don't make HaTorah Meid because there's no shutvis, because once he gives you your cup of wine, then it's yours. Even the Baal HaBayis doesn't make a bracha. That's vav. So one person can make a Torah Meitav to be mighty everybody. Sabri, like we said before, you make a sabri. That everybody should pay attention. But that's only when everybody has the stuff in front of them. Because you don't want to have sick. Meaning, if everybody doesn't have the cup of wine in front of them, then one person should not make that Torah Meitav to everybody, and then you start giving out the wine. That's too big of a hefsek. So give out the wine first, and then make that Torah Meitav on behalf of everybody.
And if he didn't do it like that, then each person should make his own Torah Meitav?
What it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Yeah. But again, I don't want to reiterate, these halakhas are quite technical if you haven't figured that out. So make sure you know exactly what you're doing before making a Torah Meitav. Let's say you make a birchas hamazon on a different cup of wine that you had during the meal. Then you don't have to say a tov ha'meitiv. To who? Yoytze b'masha omer birchas hamazon ha'tov ha'meitiv. Because in birchas hamazon, the fourth bracha mid the rabbanon is a tov ha'meitiv. So since that's the that you're saying a tov ha'meitiv anyway, so then that counts. What do you say? Nun, we go to till after bays. I'm assuming so. So Simon Nun.
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
So basic rules of bracha rishana of birchas hanenin. So sif alach ksiv l'Hashem aratz malaya, and it says everything belongs to Hashem. Shahok shak kol who kimoi hektish. Everything is hektish, right? You got to love the people that write in their svarim. L'Hashem aratz malaya. Also believe Rishus. Right. So how do you understand that theory? Saying everything belongs to Hashem, but I'm telling you can't use this. What belongs to Hashem? Anyways, everything does belong to Hashem. So everything is considered Kaddish. The same way it's also to be Menef from Hektish till after the Pidyon. And somebody with Menef from Hektish without a Pidyon is Avraham. Just like you can't be Menef from Hektish without being Pidyon, you also be Menef from the world without a bracha. A bracha via Pidyon. The bracha is basically you're being Pidyon. The meaning everything is Kaddish, everything belongs to Hashem. But if you want to use it, you have to make a bracha. That's the way you pray it from Hashem. And anybody who's nana from this world without a bracha is an over on me'ilah. And there's no measurement for bracha rishonah. Even if they eat or drink a little bit, you're time to make a bracha rishonah. That say, aft al shibidi evid im tov berach shakol al kol dova. Even if the evid you made a bracha shakol on everything, afilu al pasa yayin, even on bread and on wine, yotze yu yotze. Lechatchila also lost his king. But lechatchila, you cannot just decide, oh, I don't know what bracha this is, so make shakol. It's a big mistake people make. They say, oh, I'm not sure what to do. I just say shakol. Alatarach lalamda, you have to learn lahavin to understand eze bracha yivara hakol min uvin. You have to know exactly what bracha you got each one of them. The government, you actually know those bottom eggs and menu, but it's something that you cannot find out what type it is. Shem is tapsu a paiskim, meaning the paiskim on the supit, the eshel achriya, and you can't know about it on the yaitz of the brick of charcoal, then you'd be yaitzing with the brick of charcoal. Sort of like there's a couple about granola bars, a bracha rishana to make on that, and but I don't think there's either mezainus or hadama. Okay, whatever it is, there's a few examples. The saying, of course, if you could copy yourself to type the suda, then that's much better to do that. Right? Meaning, make wash first and then eat it. But again, it has to be something that you normally would eat during a suda, like to wash in order not to have to make a bracha on a granola bar doesn't work. And granola bars probably have to make a bracha during the meal with anyways. Maybe if you ate the granola bar on bread, maybe you'd have some. Okay, we will stop over there.
Shkoyach. Have a
Shkoyach.
safe trip.
All right. Thank you at least to have a little bit of an audience.
Rabbi, it's time for the